Thanks for tuning into the Song Lines and Tan Lines podcast with Anthony Renfro. Those returning, thank you. Those new to this podcast, welcome. Now let's pull up the anchor and set sail. Let's go ahead and get into this tiny micro podcast. Here are the five haiku from my blog, apoetryjourney.wordpress.com, that I want to showcase in this episode. And my voice is usually a little stronger, a little sexier than this, I promise you. I've had a nasty cold. That's why I sound like that teacher from the Peanuts cartoon. Wah, 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 wah. You know what I'm talking about. All right, here are the five haiku. Let's get into them. First up, this one is titled 1/26. And on my blog, I don't usually name each poem or haiku that I do. I just give them a date because, honestly, I couldn't figure out a good name for any of these. So, if you have a good name for some of them, reach out to me. This haiku goes like this. Dark and overcast. Purplish bruised colored skies. Holding back the sun. In case you don't know, haiku is 5 syllables. Next line is 7 syllables. Last line is 5 syllables. So it's a nice little easy poetry exercise to do to kind of keep your brain sharp and keep you creative. And I like the sound of this one. I like the sound of that first line, dark and overcast, very ominous. And then, this is a hard word to say, purplish, bruised, colored skies. I mean, that pulls out a really nice image in your head, you know. Purple and bruised, I mean, you can really see the sky like that, right? Holding back the sun, you know, I always feel like those clouds are just, you just want that sunshine. You just want it so bad, and those clouds are just keeping it at bay on those overcast days. So that was the first one. The second one I want to get into is 1/24. Again, no titles, just dates. This one says, gray clouds torn open, sharp, piercing rays of sunlight brighten the morning. Again, I like that imagery. You know, I love really strong imagery and like that sharp, piercing rays of sunlight. I like the way that sounds, those words put together. Piercing is just something that's, it jabs in you, you know, and it's the way I feel like when that sunlight finally rips apart those clouds. It's just like piercing this gray flesh that's covering our skies, you know. So it's pretty cool, I think. I do like that a lot. And the next one is 1/17. It goes like this. A soft pinkish hue upon the horizon's edge greets the morning sun. So as another one, I wrote a lot of these in the morning. You know, I was staring up at a sky, I guess. Must have been close to sunrise when I wrote this one. You can kind of see that pinkish light in the sky, which is always a really cool looking color. So I like that a lot. 1/8 is the next one. It says, gray clouds are creeping, lurking in the sunny sky. Rain is imminent. So I think I wrote these around a cloudy period of time because I have gray clouds in another haiku at the top. That one doesn't pop as much as the other ones, but gray clouds are creeping. Can't you just kind of see those gray clouds as they kind of inch their way across the sky slowly but surely? And they are kind of just, they kind of lurk about, you know. So you see them off in the distance. You get this beautiful sunny day like we have today. And you see those gray clouds. They do seem to be lurking all around, about ready to pounce, right? And you know that rain is coming. But man, you just want a little more sunshine. And the final one, it's titled 1/1. I wrote this on New Year's Day of 2024. It says, new year, a new me, another year. Same old me. Questions to answer. And I kind of like that one. That's pretty cool. I surprise myself sometimes when I write things. And that one, it's kind of true. You know, new year, a new me? Question mark. Is it going to be a new me? Or another year? Same old me. Or is my life and stuff going to stay the same and just keep the routine going, or am I really going to try and do something new this year? that's why I wrote that, because at the start of the new year, I think everyone has got this sort of vibe to do something different, change the course. And a lot of us don't stick with that, me included. But sometimes some things from that resolution, which I don't like to make resolutions, I never do. New Year's resolutions are doomed to fail, so I don't make those. But I do try to switch things up a bit every January. I look back at the previous year and say, what did I do here more? What did I do here less? Should I do this more, this less? That sort of stuff. So I do sort of do that. So I kind of wrote that haiku with that in mind of new things I want to try this year and maybe let some other things fall by the way a little more that are not as productive for me. And that's it. Thank you once again for supporting me and the work I do. I can't say that enough. And if you want to reach out to me, check the show notes for ways to do that or the About section where you will find all that information. Take care and thanks for listening.